He was a strict man, except in poor families they'd get a gift of a fish. Mm-hmm. But when they had set nets, he put a pole down the bow of the rowboat to catch the sunken nets that they were cheating with.
When was he fish warden?
After he lived in Aldergrove.
So if he checked somebody out and they were poor and they needed
food, they got it, you know.
Otherwise he fined them and had them charged.
Yeah. He was strictly to the law, but except in severe cases, he took it in his own hand to see that they were taken care of.
Mm-hmm. And you were explaining these set nets. Would they have these set down?
Yes, but just below the water, so you couldn't see them, but he knew they were there.
So he'd get a long pole?
You know, he put a pole on the boat so it dragged low, and then when he'd sweep along, he'd run into these nets.
Oh, in his own boat?
In his own boat, yes.
Well, all it would be a pole going straight down into the water, maybe, what, 20 feet?
But this is how he devised a way of catching the cheaters.
Right. He'd hook onto this net and just pull it in,
right,
confiscate the net and take them to court, I would imagine.
I would imagine. I think a lot of court cases were dealt with right on the spot in those days.